This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. School is just getting underway and districts are already reporting hundreds of COVID cases. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Unlike last year, most systems are back to in-person learning and the super contagious Delta variant is dominant. Mesa County's District 51 on the Western Slope, which has no mask or vaccine requirement, reports 97 active cases in students and a dozen among staff. Aurora, which will start requiring employees to get vaccinated, reports 59 cases. Douglas County Schools, where some parents are fighting a mask mandate, reports 283 cases in just 2 weeks. And after just a day in school, Denver Public Schools has confirmed 35 positive cases. In just those four districts, that's almost 500 new cases, about half of what the state records in a given day. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A new poll of Colorado parents shows a clear political divide over whether kids should wear masks in school. The Colorado-based polling firm Magellan Strategies collected data from more than 500 parents. It shows that 83% of Democrats say children should mask up for class, while 79% of Republican parents disagree. A psychiatrist at the state mental hospital has recommended that a man accused of starting a wildfire in southern Colorado be forced to take medication for his mental illness. The assessment could mean Jesper Jorgensen can finally stand trial more than 3 years after his unattended campfire sparked the Spring Creek fire. This is CPR News.